people, God. Bring a word, God, through us, God, that we partake of first, God. Oh, God, take me out of it, God, and send forth what you need for the people to have and to hear. In Jesus' name, we pray these things and we say amen. Amen. Somebody say, as a child. As a child this morning. We're going to come rejoicing as a child. Come on. We're going to come before him as a child. Come on, God. Hallelujah. We're going to Matthew, the 18th chapter. We're going to look at the first through the 10th verses. We're also going to look at Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, the 6th verse. We want to look at that verse in King James and in NIV. We're going to look at it King James. When y'all hear it, y'all will know it. And we're going to look at it in NIV. Amen. So we're going to start with Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Thank you, God. Stand for the reading of the word, if you may, please. If you would, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, daughter. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So we don't have to wait till it get filled to serve him. Amen. Amen. When they start coming in, they'll say, Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Because we don't serve him for the people. We serve him for who he is. Amen. We don't pray to him for the people. We pray to him for what he's going to do. Amen. For what he's worthy of. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you pray before five, you will pray before 500. He will cause you to pray before 5,000. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, and I'm reading for the NIV version, and asked, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he, Jesus, said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child, I need my baby over there to keep still for me a minute, okay? Amen. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of what? Heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. The sixth verse goes on to say, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, listen now, to stumble, it would be better to them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to what? Stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and to be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fires of hell. The 10th verse says, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Amen. Amen. The word of God for what? The people of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. As a child, you may be seated. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. As I read through these scriptures and I asked God to give me a thought about a title, and I was done reading and studying, and it's just as simple as it is. As a what? Child. As a child. Now, this says, that first verse, at that time. See, some things happened before we got to this particular place. Amen? Christ had already done some miracle signs and some wonders. Amen? Thank you, Lord. A man had already brought his child to Christ. Amen? For a healing. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Some things had already, thank you, God, taken place, thank you, Lord, thank you, God, in the chapters before this, amen, amen, Christ had just gone through a transfiguration, amen. Thank you, God. Some of the disciples had just witnessed Christ and who they saw as Moses and Elijah, amen. Some things had already taken place, amen, amen. Oh, my God, oh, my God. God has spoken yet again, thank you, Lord, and stated that this was his beloved son, amen. Oh, God, you got to trust him, amen. Some things had already happened, amen, that man that brought his child to Christ, that child was demon-possessed, amen. Christ had already done that thing, amen. And then even Christ had even predicted his death two times, amen. Thank you, God. And Christ had even said to his disciples, amen, that they had to pay taxes, because the question was asked, does he pay the taxes, amen? Christ had even done a miracle and sent Peter to gather the fish, amen, and told him, look in the fish's mouth and you're going to find what we need to pay the taxes, amen? So then it says after that, amen? So after all that right there, amen, the disciples came to Christ, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And he called a little child to him and placed the child among them as a child. And he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen? See, he's not saying just the children are coming in, but if you want to be in, you've got to be what? As a child. He says, unless you become change. Oh, hold on. He says, you what? Change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. As a child, we are able to be taught, you see. Unless you change as a child, we tend to listen in the beginning, amen. As a child, the things we learn are taught to us, amen. As a child, the things we examine, we emulate, amen, as a child. So unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven, amen? Therefore, who takes the lowly position of the child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, amen? See, a child may not know everything. So sometimes we have to be as a child. We got to back it up, amen? We got to understand that we don't know everything, amen. As a child, he said, therefore, who takes the lowly position of the child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Those who would stand and be taught, amen. If you humble yourself, amen, you got to become humble. God cannot teach the proud, amen. God despises the proud, amen. When you're so proud, you know more than God, or you know more than everybody. Nobody can teach you anything, you see. Then you're not as a child. Amen? As a child, he said. And whoever welcomes, oh God, one such child in my name welcomes me. So when we look at this thing as a child, see, a child is a young'un, if I may say. A child, remember, we are born into the world as a baby, which is a form of a child, amen? But as we continue to grow, we are a child until we become a what? An adult. I don't care not about young adult and teens. We are a child until we become an adult, because an adult is fully matured, amen? Yeah. So don't you get yourself so matured that you think you ahead of God, amen? See, we need to always be as a what? As a child, where he's concerned, amen? Because we all need to be able to continue to be taught and to be led, amen? As a child, a mother, a father can take that child by the hand and lead them to where they want them to be, amen? As a child. The sixth verse says, if anyone causes one of these little ones, make sure you catch this next piece, those who believe in me. Those who what? Believe in me. If anyone causes any of those little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone. A millstone was for grinding things, amen? And the millstones were huge, amen? This says it would be better for you to be walking with a millstone round your neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea than to cause one to stumble away from Christ, amen? As a child, we have to understand that even when people come new to the ministry, when they come to the kingdom, they come as a what? Child. They're new to this thing, amen? When they come in, amen, they have to be taught as a child, amen? We can't expect them to know everything that they need to know for survival, amen, in the kingdom. We can't expect them to know everything they need to know to operate or move in the kingdom. Even the children that come in with their gifts, they've got to be taught how to what? Manipulate and mature those gifts so that they're used for the upbuilding of what? The kingdom. As a child, thank you, God, we don't always know what to put on to get dressed. Amen? As a child. But as we begin to learn in the Word of God and to be taught, we know that we must every day put on the what? Whole armor of God. Amen? We got to dress appropriately for the things that we have to endure as a child. Come on, God. As a child, we don't always pick out the right things to wear. Amen. Sometimes it may be cold outside and we want to wear shorts. Amen. As a child, our minds kind of think that way just because that's what I want to wear. Amen. As a child, our logic and our thinking may not always line up with what's logical or what is the right thing to do. So as a child, we have to be shown. We have to be taught. And if we may for a moment, look at Proverbs 22:6. We know it. It's a familiar scripture. And I want to look at it in King James as well as NIV. King James says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not what? Depart from it. When they use he, they're not just talking about the males now. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. NIV says, start children off on the way they should go. Point them in the right direction. That's the same thing as training, amen? And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Amen? Just wanted to make it a little more plain. If you show them the way, even if they choose not to do it as they get older, guess what? They don't forget it. They don't forget. We don't forget what's right. We may not choose to always do right. We may not choose to do it the way mama showed us. Amen? Things as simple as when our mothers teach us how to cook rice. They may show us to wash it down, to clean it up. But as we grow and we learn some things, somewhere in a book or in a nutrition statement, it may say, washing the rice, you're washing away the nutrients, amen? But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter if that's what that child was trained to do. They may sometimes say, well, I'm not going to wash away the nutrients. But then when you look at that cloudy water, you saw it's just innate that you're going to pour that water off and run some more on there until that water gets what? Clear. Train up a child in the way they what? Should go. So we've got to understand that as we bring in the children, as the children come to us, amen? When they come as a child, we've got to prepare them, amen? We've got to train them. We've got to start them off in the way they should go. If we let them come into the church doing it their way and not showing them God's way, then they're going to stay stuck right where they are. So as a child, when they come, we've got to show them what thus says what? The Lord. We've got to show them God's way so that way is instilled and embedded in their spirit. Amen? when they begin to do things the way God says do them, because they've been shown the way that God says, amen? Even if they wander out, they're going to remember that training. But if you take a house full of people, you show them no way to do anything, you just let them run amok and do what they want to do, order will not be yours for the asking. Thank you, God. See that you do not despise. I'm at that 10th verse. One of these little ones. Do not despise the youth that comes. And we're not talking about youth just in age, amen? We're talking about youth in Christ, amen? Don't despise the youth, amen? Don't despise them. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. That means that there are angels watching over us. Richard Smallwood's song, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Let me tell you that all of us have angels watching over us. Amen? As a child, we need to be watched. As a child, we need to be led and guided. As a child, when we come to the kingdom, as a child, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, can teach us, lead us, guide us, mentor us, counsel us, amen? But when we come being bold and above him, when we come with the mentality that I've been preaching 25 years, I've been in the church all my life, when we come with the mentality, they showed me this way, but God is telling you that way, when we come with the mentality that the Holy Spirit cannot teach us, it says, oh my God, Jesus. Oh, God. He said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become, oh, God, like little children, even when you've been there, done that 40-something years, maybe you weren't doing it the way God said do it. Some of the things we do under tradition. We do because they did it that way. He did it that way. She's doing it this way. Oh, don't go there and do it that way. But it's amazing to me that sometimes as we grow in churches, as we become, oh my God, a little more mature, as we begin to learn and to listen, that so many times we're taught, follow the Spirit of God, do what God says. And then when God begins sometimes to speak, oh God, where are you going, to some of our spirits, and we begin to follow him, you see, then we find that some things begin to get a little shaky, get a little rocky, amen? Let me tell you, no matter what, no matter who, as a child, allow the Holy Spirit to train you in the way you should go, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me tell you that some of the traditions of man, as we see it, some of the things that we've been taught, some of the things that we've done may not necessarily have lined up with the word of God, or it may have been a misinterpretation of God's word, amen, when we set it up. But the word of God says clearly, study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God, need not be ashamed, but being able to rightly divide, do it right. The word of truth, amen? Sometimes we've got to get in there and we've got to hunker down and study as a child. How does a child learn? But by study and by practice, amen? As a child, even in school, amen, we've got to make sure that our children are studying the things that they're supposed to accomplish. If no study, then no gain, amen? If you don't study, you sure enough going to what? Fail, amen? As a child, we almost done. I think sometimes about my niece Tiffany. I have never seen Tiffany react negatively to any situation. Now, I've been around a lot of people. I've seen some negative reactions. I've had a few of my own. But I've never seen Tiffany bring anything of negativity with her, amen? If she's done it, even being in my presence, it was so inconspicuous, you see, that it wasn't even noticeable. I can't say that she's not ever had a negative moment, but I've never seen Tiffany with her attitude, amen, even when corrected, amen, or challenged, amen. I'm saying I've never seen that from her, amen. And I've been around a lots of children, amen. So when I think about Tiffany, Tiffany has a purity about her that's almost childlike. She's already hit the age of 30. I don't know how far above 30 she's gotten. But she has a childlike way about her. She's very, and when I talk about that, I don't mean that she's immature. I don't mean that she's here and there and everywhere, but she seems to have a focus. But that focus seems to be, when I say childlike, because it's a spirit of humility. You see, I don't care. She's done some great things, but she has that spirit of humility. She's able to be taught, amen? She's a person you can go to and say, Tiffany, let me ask you this, or Tiffany, let me tell you this. And she'll say, okay, Annie, I can try that. Or if you don't feel comfortable with it, let me know, Tiffany. But you never feel that you can't approach her. She's approachable. That's a part of that childlike humility, amen? If I can change childlike to humility, amen, we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. We need to humble ourselves, amen, and seek God while we have the chance, amen? Childlike, as a child. See, as a child, thank you, Lord, we need to make sure that we're following our Father's instructions. As a child, we need to make sure that we're doing things as if our Father is watching over us. Amen? See, as a child, you're not going to do anything in front of your mother or father that you don't want them to see you doing. Amen? So when we come to God or Christ as a child, we're going to understand that He's always watching over us. Amen? Mama, why are you watching me? Daddy, why are you watching me? You better remember God is always watching you. Amen? So when you come to the kingdom, come as a child. When you revive, amen? I know that growing up in the Baptist churches, and many churches that every year, mostly during the spring or the fall, churches have revival services. So when you come to be revived, amen? It's supposed to be a jump start, move again, amen? All that old stuff that done laid dormant, you want to get it going again, amen? But I tell you, when you come to be revived as a what? A child. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And He called a little child to Him and placed the child among them. And He said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, that means He knew they were not there. He said, unless you what? Change. That means there was a need for what? Change. So I'm saying to you, unless you change, come on, and become like little children. I already know you grown. I already know you know a lot. But I said, unless you what? Change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That fourth verse says, therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Children are not in charge. Can y'all handle that? Children are not in charge. Children are not in charge. So you can't be in charge of God. You can't be greater than God. You can't be God's boss. You can't tell God what to do. Amen? Children are not what? In charge. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of the child, that means you can be led, you can be taught, you can be reared. Amen? Oh, God, then you are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Come on, give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we bless you this morning and give you glory and honor. Thank you for your word, God. Continue to keep us and to teach us. Cause us to be as little children. Teach me, O Lord, your ways. Teach me, O God, your ways. Teach me, O God, your ways. Teach me, O God, your ways. Teach us, God, your ways, not the ways of the world. Not the ways of tradition, not the ways of the Baptist, not the ways of the Methodist, God, not the ways of the Catholic, but the ways of the Most High God. We're going to do it. We're going to stand on it. And God, having done all, we're going to stand. We don't care what it looks like. We don't care what it sounds like. We don't care what it feels like, because our end goal is the kingdom of heaven, God. Our end goal is to be, oh God, right and righteous before you, so that one day, God, when you look upon our faces, you can say, my good and faithful servant, well done, well done. God calls us to be right over these few things that you have given us, that you may cause us to be, oh God, good stewards over many things. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, people of God, say amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bring that up for me. Bring that up for me. Yeah. Yeah, let's just meditate a minute. For your grace but for your grace. Father, we thank you now, God. We're going to pray now. If you want to come to the altar, come on now. If you need to stand in for somebody, come on now. Thank you, God. Father, we're going to pray now, Father. Thanking you, Lord, for our family, God. For you, God. And how you continue to bless and keep us. Thank you, Lord. We ask you, Father, in the name of you. We're standing in the gap for those who are dealing with issues in their bodies. DeAndrea right now, God. Bernita right now, God. Gloria right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We're watching you heal time after time, over and over, God. We're placing some things before you, Lord. Tia, God, everything she endeavors in her spirit, oh God, living God, pave the way, God. Call God, graduation, God, appointment, God, election, God, pave the way, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Touch our children, God. Cover them in school, Lord. Cover their lives, God. Everything, God, of corruption that they may have experienced from the time they entered this world until now, we call it null and void. We cast it out from their spirits. God, we fill them, Lord, with your grace. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless this house. Oh, Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Keep it safe for the people to want to come in. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We say amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, God. Minister T is coming. Amen. Thank you, Lord.